Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amen. Genesis chapter number 27. Let's begin in verse number 1, Genesis 27, verse number 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim so that he could not see. He called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, speaking of Isaac, Now behold, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Before we go any farther, just kind of get you up to date. By now, at this point in chapter number 37, Isaac is about 135 years old at this point. We've seen in just a few short chapters, not as written about Isaac as like it was Abraham or even Jacob. But in a few chapters, we saw where Abraham had him at a young age at the altar. Then he gets married to Rebecca, you know, and then they had Jacob and Esau, and then by the time chapter 27 comes around, if you follow the timeline, he's approximately 135 years old. Jacob and Esau was about 75 years of age. So these aren't young kids we're talking about, Jacob and Esau. When you get this story, these aren't even young. These are 75-year-old grown men. Now, remember back in the day, these days, they lived a longer span of time. Matter of fact, Isaac lived to be 180, which is interesting. After this, verse number 2 said, I do not know the days of my death. I'm about to die. Well, he lived 45 more years, if you follow that timeline. From 135 to 180 years old, which tells us nobody knows when we're going to die. Nobody. 135 years old, he calls his son to his bedside, son, I'm about to go, I'm about to die. Well, it took 45 years for him to pass away. It's an interesting thought that only God really knows. And to live every day is a gift. I said this weeks ago, that's why they call today the present, okay? Because it is a gift from God. So Isaac is laying in bed. He was old. Notice also his eyes were dim. Very important to think that he was going blind. Had some kind of disease, maybe cataracts or whatever the case may be, because he's waxing old, the Bible called it. So his eyes were growing dim. It's hard to see. So imagine the next 45 years of his life. Bible does not say he didn't improve. He probably just got worse with age and like the rest of us getting old. Anybody here getting old? Okay. And I learned something that this week that I'm 60 years of age and I feel like I'm a young man, but I can't do things like I used to. Amen. Who said amen? All right, my girl got a hoverboard. You know what a hoverboard is? All right, and I was good on that thing until Kayla started doing the turn, you know, just like on a dime. And I'm riding through the house. I'm proud of myself going around the table. You know what that thing is? Going around the tables, and I can do it. And I'm on the thing just kind of doing this, and I'm just thrilled to death. And she said, that's pretty good for an old man, Dad. I said, yeah. Ain't that old yet. But anyway, she did that thing. I said, I can do that. And she said, Dad, don't try that. But Dad tried it. And Daddy went down, and I learned that Dad, 60-year-old men have no business on a hoverboard. So I'm hurt. I went to Newberry's. He x-rayed me Thursday. He x-rayed me again. So help me. I laid on the floor for about 5 minutes. I said, don't touch me. Fell on my right side. I thought I broke my shoulder, but because I fell. But I think I tore a rotator cuff. I'm not sure. So Dr. Newberry gave me some x-rays, and I came back Friday. He said, I'm really concerned about your shoulder. Let's get another x-ray. Long story short, we're getting old. And our bodies are starting to break down on us, okay? And this is what was going on with Isaac. He's 135, and he called his eldest son Esau. And we know the story, we're going to look at it. He wants to give Esau a blessing. And we'll look at this in just a minute. There's a difference. There's a difference between blessings and birthrights. Remember, Jacob already got the birthright because Esau sold him the birthright, but the dad still had the privilege of blessing whoever he wanted, his sons, and give them just a blessing. We see that later when Jacob doing that with his sons and all. But anyway, quite a common tradition back then. But he called Esau to his side, verse number 2. Behold, I'm old, now I do not know the day of my death. Now, verses 3 and 4. Now, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, which was a bow and quiver, thy bow, and go out into the field, and take me some venison. He was a deer hunter. Remember we read earlier about Esau that he was a cunning hunter. He was a good hunter. He loved the outdoors. And so that's what he was good at. And obviously Esau loved venison. I love good deer meat. Matter of fact, Herman just came back from Georgia with a bunch of deer meat. So if you want some deer meat, ask Herman about it. I'm sure he'd glad to give you some. Herman ain't here. That's why I'm saying that. He's in the back somewhere. But anyway, he loved to make some venison, and that's what Esau wanted, or Isaac wanted. Make me some venison. I'd love it. Verse number 4, make me some savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat. And here it is, that I may bless thee before I die. Again, he thinks he's about to die. He said, kind of like your one last meal. He said, I'm about to go, man, I'd love to have some venison one more time. It's savory, and I just love the taste of it. Well, Isaac insisted on giving Esau a blessing, or the blessing. Now, remember, Esau was the one who despised his birthright. Esau was the one who married pagan wives, two of them. This same Esau is the one that we find in the book of Hebrews that called him profane and carnal. This same Esau, but yet he was still Isaac's favorite. Back in Genesis chapter number 25, verse number 28, it says, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. Now, that's a strange reason to love your boy, ain't it? Obviously, he was a good cook, you know, good hunter. He could fix a good pot of stew of venison or whatever. And the Bible says that Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. He disregarded all the bad things about Esau. But he sure loved what Esau could do, you know. And he was a hunter. And obviously he was a proud daddy because he loved his boy Esau. But we find that Esau, when you look at this story, and you can't, and we're going to get into it in just a minute, just to give you a quick overview. It's hard to understand this thing about Jacob and Esau and how Esau was the one who was condemned. And yet Jacob is the one who you'll never find in who we know, we call him the trickster and all, and how he tricked him so far out of his birthright now of a blessing. But you won't find one scripture, not one verse, not one breath of it where God condemned Jacob. Not one verse where God said Jacob did wrong. On the other hand, you see where God talked about Esau and his evilness and all. And in God's plan, now we'll get to this in just a minute, that in God's plan, remember this thing about about that promised son. In God's plan, it wasn't going to go through Esau. It was going to go through Isaac and through Jacob. But Isaac had other plans.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. well, from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.